Back in the 19th and 20th century, the Heartbreak Pier in Cove was a well-known place of embarkation. It was the embarkation point for 1 million emigrant passengers to the US, Canada and Australia. Now, plans to make a major visitor attraction out of the pier, from which visitors sailed to join the Titanic, are facing opposition from tourism and heritage bodies in the town. Several appeals have been lodged against the decision of Cork County Council to grant planning permission for a pedestrian walkway and viewing platform over the derelict Titanic pier along the town's waterfronts. What are the objections about? What does this mean? Well, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme spokesperson with the Cove Great Island Historic Preservation Group is Karen Doyle, and she joins me on the line. Karen, good evening.
Hi, Dara. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and you're very welcome to the programme. What's the weather like down in Cove today?
Oh, blustery and kind of generally grey and miserable.
Indeed it is. Look, Karen, we'll get down to it. The Heartbreak Pier, look, everybody knows it. It's at the back of what would have been the old GPO, but it was the old White Star Line. It's now the Titanic Experience. Mm-hmm. The pier has been ready to fall into the tide for many a long year. And the owner of the Titanic Experience, Gillan Joyce, put a plan together to open this up to visitors and public alike. And planning permission was granted, but now there's appeals gone to Onboard Planola. So what's the difficulty?
Okay, so first of all, the pier itself, now, although I have an opinion on what should be done about the pier, as does our group and everybody else, the pier itself is actually privately owned. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, as a personal opinion, I would think the pier should be conserved. Of course I should. It is a piece of our history and our heritage and should be protected. As you say, it's fallen apart. Everybody can see that. I think it should be absolutely preserved immediately and, you know, get those works underway. For us, I think the issue mainly is about the promenade itself. The promenade, as you know, Dara, is one of the most beautiful parks, I think, anywhere. It is spectacular. It was gifted to the people of Cove in the mid-1800s. And since then, it has become a central point for everybody in the town. I mean, it is utilised throughout the year by various groups. We have our farmers market every week. And throughout the summer months, when we have thousands upon thousands of visitors coming into our lovely town, the park is somewhere where most people will go and sit down, have a cup of coffee, have a wander around. Brides go there to get their photographs taken with their groom on a beautiful summer's day. It is spectacular, and we all know that. Our issue is that part of this public park is going to be up for development to put a wall and a kiosk, and then people will go and they will pay at the kiosk to go then and view the pier, Scott's Pier. Actually, I know people have called it Heartbreak Pier. That was from the Titanic Centenary. I think they kind of renamed it for that. But that's what our objection is. Our objection is that once a piece of our public park is given away for private development, then it opens up for any other private development to take place in that park. And we strongly object to that.
No, Karen, you refer there to the title Heartbreak Pier. I believe that title was given to it not during the Titanic commemoration, but actually goes back a lot further than that by a lot of people who would have left from Cove. But look, that's another point. But what? Okay, you're objecting to having a kiosk and a wall put in by the promenade for people to access. Mm-hmm. But how would you like to see this pier actually developed for tourists and visitors alike, and even people who want to retrace their steps and they want to stand in that area, in that location where their loved ones left from in the 19th and 20th centuries? What do you want to do with it? Or is this just a case of, you know, objecting to some form of development?
Well, certainly not. And I do think that is really none of our business. I think the business owners themselves of the Titanic Experience, you know, that's up to him what he does with his pier or how he gets people out to view that. What we're saying is quite clearly that the promenade belongs to the people of Cove. and our campaign is to protect that. It is to protect it and preserve it. You know, Cove, I think, is one of 15 heritage towns, and I won't correct on that. And the promenade is part of that heritage, you know, and we cannot stand by and allow kind of this development to take place on public land and then charge people to go through it to see this pier. I think that's appalling, and I don't think that... anybody wants that. I mean, we have thousands of people, Dara, at this stage, have signed our petition. And I really want to commend the committee members who stand downtown every single Friday, hail, rain or shine, throughout the last 18 months, and have been engaging with the public. And the public are on our side. I mean, everybody is appalled at the idea that part of our park would be given up for private development, private for profit development, actually. And I think it's wrong, and I am immensely proud of the committee and the stand that we have taken. And I am delighted that so many people in our town support us.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty of this, Karen. Am I right in thinking, correct me if I'm wrong, that your main bone of contention is the fact that a kiosk would be placed within, you would have to go in through the gates of the promenade to get this kiosk to access onto the redeveloped pier. That is your main bone of contention. Or are you objecting to the actual development that is planned for the pier itself?
No, the development that's planned for the promenade is our main objection, Dara.
So you're objecting to having a kiosk erected at the
wall,
at the bottom left-hand side of the promenade for people to access.
Yeah.
That is your main bone of contention. So if one was to say, if that kiosk was put somewhere else, you wouldn't have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think once our promenade, and that belongs to the people of Cove, is left as it is, without any development happening in it, private development, then of course, you know, the other business owner who wants to do this, you know, that's his call to make. Now, we are waiting for the appeal. The appeal date is March 28th. That's coming upon us now. And I suppose, you know, fingers crossed it does go our way. However, if it doesn't go our way, then I guess maximum pressure has to be put on our local councillors, who will have the power then to reject the planning at council level. Now, so far, we have two councillors on our side, Cathal Rasmussen and Diarmaid O'Cailleagh. They have both come out and are supportive of us, but we need all of them on our side here at this point, you know. So as March 28th approaches, then I would appeal to our local reps to get on board with the people of Cove, the vast majority who are on our side and who do not want to see private development take place in our promenade. It is the thin end of the wedge. It will open up for other developments to happen. If one business gets the go ahead, what's to stop other businesses? And I think that it is a beautiful open space in the centre of our town that is very, very necessary for the people who live on the town. And for visitors, it is spectacular, Dara, and we need to keep it, and we need to keep it in keeping with the heritage of our town, you know.
Now, Karen, if for argument's sake that there was no kiosk there and the people didn't have to pay to get onto the pier, would that objection still be there?
I would say so. I would say that, like, you're talking as well, think the practicalities of that. Like, if you have thousands of people coming into the town and into the promenade, I mean, what about health and safety? Where are all these people even going to queue, you know? It's just, I don't think it's practical, personally. I don't.
Yeah, because it just strikes me as odd, you know, somebody who's from the town myself. You know, the cynic in me, I suppose people tend to object to a lot of things for Cove. Now, I can remember back to 2007, a conference that was held with regard to Spike Island, which is another jewel in Cove's crown, it has to be said. And we had a spokesman over from the National Parks in California. And he stated that, in his opinion, Spike Island and Cove and its environs had 10 times the amount of history and pulling power that Alcatraz could ever have. So Why isn't it more of a case of joined up thinking with people, let's do whatever we have to do to get more people in, that they will spend money in the local economy? You know, is there no way around this?
But I mean, we just because like of the local economy and getting people in and blah, blah, blah. What about sustainability? Like, what about keeping our parks as they are, because it is actually good for us and necessary for us to have that space, first of all. Second of all, it is a public space. It is as it is from the mid-18th century. It is beautiful. People come to visit it, Dara. Why on earth are we wanting to look to develop something that does not need developing and that the people don't want developed? You know, I mean, of course, I am just like anybody else in the town, are pro-developing and pro-tourism and all this. That's great. Like, thousands and thousands of people visit Cove and Spike every year, and that is going to grow. In fact, I presume it's going to be our kind of future, isn't it? If we don't exactly have an industry here, tourism will be our industry. But we have to have that kind of sustainability, that it isn't just for the summer season, that we are looking long-term and it be for 12 months, and that the workers of the town are rewarded for that, for their efforts and for their work that they're doing. So there's lots and lots of factors around that. And it isn't about, you know, all just because we're objecting and nothing will ever get done. That couldn't be further from the truth. I think that, you know, if you really want real democracy to work, there has to be open dialogue, and people have a right to object when something clearly isn't right.
Well, of course, as you've rightly said, Karen, I mean, tourism, that is the industry for Cove. I mean, there's a lot of people at the moment are lamenting when Irish Steel was there, when the Vrome Dockyard was there, when IFI, they all left. When is there another industry? The industry is there. It is tourism. People need to buy into it. I would argue that what is required most of all in Cove is beds for people to actually, you know, to stay in Cove. That's a huge issue that needs to be addressed. But look, finally, Karen, if, and I can't predict what way On Board Pinalla are going to go on this, but if On Board Pinalla come back and reject the objections, where to from there?
Okay, so that's March 28th, right? So if that happens, I think our immediate thing then will be that we will call a public meeting. And I think that we will just have to, you know, call that public meeting, discuss it with everybody, and apply, as I said, maximum pressure then on our local councillors. And then we'll take from there, and we'll see, because at the end of the day, Dara, we'll come back to them then, and it really will be up to our local councillors, and then we'll see who they're going to stand with, you know.
And you really think that they have the power after On Board Pinalla would give their decision to change things?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
All right. Well, look, it's a case of watch the space for more. I know that you're there every Friday down the town, often seeing you there, and just wanted to give you an opportunity to come on and, you know, make your case. And I thank you for coming on board, Karen, and I wish you the best of luck into the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Spot on.
Not at all. Karen, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, Derek. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.